everyone, you are listening to Poultry Unfiltered, the podcast. I'm Ella, I'm in year 11, I'm the editor here at Poultry Unfiltered. I apologise for the delay in this coming out, but we are now up and running and as a team are looking forward to be able to continue to report for the students of Poultry through both podcast and newspaper. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been going around school asking some of the students what they are most looking forward to for coming back to school this year.
I'm Sophia, I'm in year 9 and I'm really looking forward to reading more books in the library.
Hi, I'm Jennifer and I'm in year 9. I'm really looking forward to meeting new people and teachers.
Hi, my name is Grace and I'm in year 8 and I'm looking forward to being able to get more access to books this year in the library.
Hi, my name's Holly, I'm in 10 SWA and I'm most looking forward to Young Enterprise.
Hello, my name is Kaya, I am in 11 TWI and for year 11, the thing I'm looking forward to the most is probably prom or Annie.
Hi, my name is Charlie and I'm in 7 CMO. And what I'm looking forward to most this year is science practicals.
Hi, my name is Faye. I am from 7 GOE and the thing I am looking forward to most a bit. Most about Poultry School is the wide range of science-based activities, especially practicals.
Hi, I'm Macy. I'm from 7 GOE. I'm looking forward to some of the opportunities that are made at Poultry School.
My name is Jessica. I'm in 7 GOE and the thing that I'm most looking forward to is English with Mr. Howson.
Hi, my name's Isabel and I'm in 7 GOE. The thing I'm looking forward to most about this year is trying out different subjects I didn't do in primary school.
Massive thank you to all of the students that spoke to me and now for a few words from Mr. Everett, our head teacher.
It's been really nice to see everyone coming back this year. Okay, it's been, a really, really positive start to the year. It's been a real surprise to see the number of people in new school uniforms. We didn't expect quite as many as that. I know that we are going to do another round of discounted uniforms again, so if people are interested in getting those, hopefully the supply issues will be sorted by then. So thinking about this year, well, we had the best results the school's ever had in 25 years. We had one student out of 1,000 kids get straight nines, which is a real inspiration to everybody and something that I think we can all look to achieve. When you try your best, you work hardest, okay, then you achieve. And that's something that will be a message for me for this year. Just give everything your best shot. Get involved in things. Try your best. Keep working hard and you will succeed. People around the town are looking at you incredibly favourably. The comments coming back from parents and members of the community about how smart you look, how well behaved you are, how polite you are is a real testament to you. So just keep that up and keep going.
Thank you, Mr. Everett, for speaking to us. Now, for a little reminder as to how Poultry Unfiltered works, on 1 week, an edition of the newspaper will be released, and then the following week, an episode of the podcast. Copies of Poultry Unfiltered will be given to you in tutor time, so make sure you have a read, especially so you can take part in the Riddle Master Challenge. This is at the end of each edition, so make sure you have a read. When you've worked out the answer as a tutor group, send it to our Poultry Unfiltered email address and it will be tallied up. So at the end of the year, the tutor group in each year which has sent in the most correct responses wins a prize. Thank you for listening and make sure to tune in for the next episode of Poultry Unfiltered, the podcast.